You know the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Not according to the Polish government. Words matter. This week, the right-wing ruling party in Poland pushed for a new law. It would forbid the use of phrases like Polish death camp to refer to places like Auschwitz. The camp is in Poland. But the government says those words imply Polish responsibility for the Holocaust, and that's incorrect. True, says Glenn Diner. He's a professor of Jewish history at Sarah Lawrence College.
Technically, it is incorrect. These are German concentration camps or death camps. They were created by Germans during an occupation of Poland. They were run mainly by Germans, although occasionally with Polish and Ukrainian help. It's absolutely inaccurate. The problem is it seems to be a kind of denial of any Polish culpability in the event. And, you know, Jews collectively have felt betrayed by Poles during the Holocaust, despite individual Polish acts of heroism and rescue.
Why is this law under discussion now? I mean, where did it come from?
It's really part of an unfortunate turn in Polish governmental policy. With this new regime, there's really been a rollback of a lot of democratic progress and freedoms of the press. Judicial appointments have been tampered with. It's all been part of a strategy by the new Polish president to kind of create a very different image of Poland, one in which the government can control not only what goes on in Poland, but the very perception of Poland from the outside.
Why is it in the interest of this president, Andrzej Duda, to introduce this law? What is he trying to do?
Well, in his own words, he's trying to embark on a new historical policy strategy. And like any autocratic regime, you know, he wants to make Poland great again. And that means really re-envisioning the past as one of unblemished heroism and Polish struggle against all kinds of external tyranny. And Poles were really perceived as the victims of history, including during the Holocaust, by many on the right.
If technically it is incorrect to say Polish death camp or Polish concentration camp, what's wrong with having that law?
Look, there's a really valid anxiety among the Poles that somehow the Holocaust will be blamed on them and that these concentration camps and death camps will be seen as having been created and run by the Poles. And it's a very valid fear, I think. But what you do in those cases is you educate the public and you make sure that you open up the dialogue to ensure that the Holocaust is properly understood. What you don't want to do is repress freedom of speech, repress the ability to protest and try to actually control speech. That begins to resemble a lot of what the Poles were fighting against, an autocratic, dictatorial German regime that was imposed on them.
What's the reaction been in Poland to, say, this proposed law about the language of the Holocaust?
First off, the reaction in Poland overall to these recent measures has been very heartening. You know, there were demonstrations with 50,000 marchers in June against the new government's nationalist and anti-democratic moves, including former presidents of Poland. Now, that had to do with the removal of constitutional guarantees and increased police surveillance. But recently, organizations like the Polish Academy of Science and others have protested this kind of revisionism.
This bill has to be made into law. Is it likely to pass?
I'm optimistic that the law will not pass. I think they've gone way too far. They're actually recommending 3 years of jail time for simply using the phrase Polish death camps. It's absolutely absurd, and such a thing would be very hard to enforce anyways. The internal protests and the protests from abroad, I think it'll be enough to pressure the government to scale back these new repressive measures.
Glenn Diner is professor of Jewish history at Sarah Lawrence College. Thanks, Glenn.
Take care.